Most of the U.S. forecast has not changed greatly from that of yesterday. It still looks as though rain will move across the majority of the Midwest as we move forward through this next 7 days. The precipitation that's going to occur across the region will be rather limited in the lower eastern Midwest for a while. In fact, the Ohio River Valley itself is unlikely to pick up on any real meaningful precipitation for the next 7 days. Now, with that said, that doesn't mean there won't be a scattered shower or two. But the resulting rainfall is not likely to be significant enough to raise soil moisture in a significant manner, certainly not in these next few days when the temperatures are expected to rise up into the middle 80s through the lower 90s. This kind of warmth will see to it that whatever shower activity occurs in the immediate Ohio River Valley will be lost to evaporation in a relatively short period of time. Net drying is still going to be the case in these southernmost areas, and we're likely to see a little crop stress increasing as we move out over time. The majority of the areas to the north will see some scattered showers that might be a little bit more meaningful. Portions of Ohio, Indiana, and northeastern sections of Illinois, maybe even southern Michigan, may pick up on a little bit of shower activity as we move forward through this holiday weekend. And the majority of the precipitation is not expected to be very impressive on a daily basis, but it will help to slow the drying rates down and offer a continuation of mostly good crop conditions. Now, portions of eastern Ohio have already seen some beneficial moisture here in the past few days, and that is so important because the area picked up on less than 25% of normal precipitation during the month of August. The precipitation that's been occurring has certainly been welcome, but not nearly enough to really fix the moisture deficits in that particular area. Well, the random showers that occur in the eastern Midwest over these next few days will be followed by a more meaningful cool front that will cut through the region as we get into the middle part of next week. That frontal system will bring a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, perhaps some local totals getting up over 1 inch in portions of the eastern Midwest, including portions of northern and maybe some central Illinois areas and eastward into Ohio. Again, the lowermost parts of the Ohio River Valley are not likely to see a lot of precipitation when that frontal system comes through, but probably a week from today, we will see at least an opportunity for some showers and thunderstorms to occur in that region. Portions of the lower Mississippi River Basin area, or the Delta, if you prefer to refer it to that, it will continue to see a drying bias as well through much of the next 7 days. Now, in contrast to these drier biased areas, some areas in the western Corn Belt will see a little bit more meaningful rainfall. In fact, areas from portions of northern Missouri into Iowa, northwestern Illinois, maybe southern Wisconsin, we'll probably see some locally heavy rainfall next week as that frontal boundary and cooler air pushes into the northwest and central parts of the Midwest. The front is going to slow down just long enough for another second round of precipitation to occur over the same region. We'll end up with some 1 to 2, maybe some local 3-inch amounts of rain across these areas from northern Missouri and parts of Iowa into northwestern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. The rains in the rest of the western Corn Belt won't be nearly as impressive, running 3/10 of an inch to maybe an inch, with the drier biased regions probably down into portions of southeastern Missouri and a few areas in eastern Kansas. The temperatures will cool off next week. We'll look for those middle 80 and lower 90 weekend temperatures to disappear, be replaced by temperatures in the 70s to around 80 degrees by this time next week. There may actually be enough coolness at night in the northern plains to drop those temperatures down to the upper 30s during the early to middle part of next week. Maybe a few patches of soft frost may occur in North Dakota and Montana, but not in the key Corn Belt producing areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.